Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And once again, We have a glorious number of attending people that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. It appears to be 104,127 listeners that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. And you know what? That's a good thing. Because by knowing the scriptures, we that know the scriptures, we have to be aware of those that camouflage evil teachings for righteous learnings. So we will start out looking at 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. For he says, every spirit that confesses not that Yahuwah the Son is come in the flesh is not of Yahuwah. And this spirit of anti-Yahuwah, therefore you have heard that it should come. Even now already is in the world. So in these particular times, we're here to help guide you through these dark times. This is why we talk about the dark times of Christianity at a Roman Catholic Church, the Great Beast. Knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word. Connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked and came to seek and found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of Sabbath generally is Friday from 7:15 to 10:15 due to time changes. Bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class is 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. As I did say, I would up and inform you when the website is up and running. Currently, it's up and running and looking well. To use this website address, open up any one of your smart devices and enter on the search line. www.tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96. Verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto Yahuwah your tenders of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves the cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live? Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar to stay in tune with the feast days, which is also up and running. It will teach you and your friends and family about the feast days that come throughout the year.
Can't do that.
For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We currently have two email addresses, the first which is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind for our ministry, the first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, of course, except for Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30 due to start time. To get there, once again, on the search line of any one of your devices, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you'd like to listen. One good note as a reminder, we're also in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. So at this particular time, we request that you keep your Bibles open. There's a very extensive learning process of Yahuwah's Word, which will continue when I turn our program over to our seer, Israel. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. As Mr. Tibbs, excellent on your part. And we'll secretly catch you on the bottom part. Then the broadcast is a short broadcast until we make adjustment, and the system on the top make adjustment in the teaching, the broadcast will be short, off and running. So we got to keep that in mind. Off and running will be in and out real fast until we make adjustment into the teaching. All right, thanks, Dennis Tibbs. We'll catch you on the bottom part and get a little bit more. And we'll go see if we get something on tape and turn over to Brother Yahdai Israel. Remember, all the camps is open. All six locations is ready to go. Remember, call for details. Where you located at? Call the international line, 224-600-5579, to see where you're located at. And where you're located at, get in where you've been in at. Because it's very important to understand one thing. Yahuwah got a Sabbath day, and you got a program on the table. And you got to keep the program. You got to make sure don't let nothing hinder you of keeping the program of Yahuwah, because our time is going to run out. So we'll find some G's ready and bring it in, and we'll get a case in point and take a look at some things, and we'll turn over to Brother Yahdai Israel in the bullpen getting warmed up, and once the books is all spread out real good, we just can get out the way and ride a shotgun the rest of the weekend. So when you meet your sister with a loud voice, Sister G Israel, tribe of Yahdai Judah, Yahuwah beat you there, right?
Yahuwah bless you, seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah, that's Sister G Israel. How about seeking we get in that microphone and see what we can put on the table? Luke chapter 12, verse 12, top 5 to 7. Let's see what we can get going on in Luke 12, verse 12.
Verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you. The righteous spirit will teach you. One thing about it, in 1:1 of the wisdom of Solomon, 1:1-5, it's just a little adjustment got to be made. What got to be made in wisdom of Solomon chapter 1:1-5?
Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1 verses 1-5. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1. Love righteousness, you that be judges of the earth. Think of Yahuwah with a good mind, and in simplicity of mind seek him. 2. For he will be found of them that tempt him not, and showeth himself unto such as do not distrust him. 3. For froward thoughts separate from Yahuwah, and his power, when it is tried, reproveth the unwise. 4. For into a malicious soul wisdom shall not enter, nor dwell in the body that is subject to sin. 5. For the righteous spirit of discipline will flee deceit and remove from thoughts that are without understanding, and will not abide when unrighteousness cometh in.
So you can study the Bible all you want, and if you don't do the guidelines of the Bible, and the guidelines is telling you exactly what you're going to do, you can study the Bible all you want. Matter of fact, probably the brother, like you say, he'd be back here the next Sabbath day, and he said, well, he don't read the Bible 15 or 20 times. Well, that's a good thing you read the Bible 15 or 20 times, but do you know what you read 15 or 20 times? Because there's a lot of guidelines in this Bible that we must be clear of understanding. And the book Romans 2:13, can you help me out there, Sister G. Israel? What she says in Romans 2:13.
Romans chapter 2, verse 13. Romans chapter 2, verse 13 reads, for not the hearers of the Torah instructions are before Yahweh, but the doers of the Torah instructions shall be justified.
So it's not the hearers of the word. We understand the network is packed down. But the hearers of the network, you got to be a doer. In James chapter 1, pick it up and get a second witness on that. And we'll pick it up at verse number 20. 20 down to verse 23 and 25. James chapter 1, verse 20 to 23 and 25. Listen to what he got written. Well, matter of fact, I tell you what, James 1, pick up verse 20, straight down to verse 25. We put them whole verses in there. James chapter 1, 20 down to verse 25. That's my final verse. Sister G. Israel, come on.
James chapter 1, verses 20 through 25. James chapter 1, verse 20. For the wrath of man worketh and not the righteousness of Yahweh. 21. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. 22. But be you doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. 23. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. 24. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. 25. But whoso looketh into the perfect Torah instructions of liberty and continueth therein, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deed.
So you will be blessed in your deeds if you not only be a hearer of the word, you got to be a front line in his word. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 1, give me a verse 1. Just give me a name and verse 1. See, you got to be and you got to lead by example. Especially when you make statements out your mouth. You got to lead by example. You know, so in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1, just give me a name. Give me a name there, Sister G. Israel. I need a name. Who are we talking to and what are we working with? Deuteronomy chapter 1, give me two lines. All I need is a good name. Two verses, two lines. Come on. Deuteronomy 1:1. What does it say?
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1. These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel.
These words are spoken to all Israel. So if you know you are Israel, these words is spoken to you. If you know you are Israelite, This word is Israelites. What is told to the Israelites in verse 8?
Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which Yahuwah sware unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to give unto them and to their seed after them.
So he got a land for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel descendants. He got a land for you. He said, I got a land for you. Now skip down verse number 11.
11. Yahuwah of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised you.
And you got a blessing on you, and you never go let no one call you a minority on no circumstances. You are the majority once you know who you are. You're not a minority nowhere. That's propaganda when it tells the children of the book that you are a minority. You are a majority. So now, once you understand that part, then let's see what he says in verse 12, and we'll take it on down to verse number 16, that I can comment on that. 12 down to 16, what does it say?
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 12 through 16. How can I myself alone bear your cumbrance and your burden and your strife? 13. Take you wise men and understanding and known among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you. 14. And you answered me and said, the thing which you has spoken is good for us to do. 15. So I took the chief of your tribe, wise men, and known, and made them heads over you, captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, and captains over fifties, and captains over tens, and officers among your tribes. 16. And I charged your judges at that time, saying, hear the causes between your brethren, and judge righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with him.
So see, the seer have a opportunity, a job to do once they give me numbers 31 and 2. You see, now, we know that we received the phone call, and definitely on your introduction was, this is Captain such person. I say, yes. Captain, remember one thing, you have to be anointed and you have to lead by example. The captain, when you're setting up something, the captain got to be the first one at the temples and the last one to lead. That means once you become a captain, that means men's going to follow by your example. But if you waving around and making statements, ain't nobody going to follow that. So once you accept that position of being captain, then you got to step to the plate. And one of the six locations, you have to be the first one there and the last one to leave. And then, because then men's will watch your example, and then they will follow. But if you waving around and always something where you make statements and you don't deliver on statements, then how will they follow that? So one thing about it, Numbers 30, verse 1 and 2 says what? Listen good. Israel, Numbers 30, verse 1 and 2.
Numbers 30, verses 1 through 2. And Moses spake unto the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which Yahweh has commanded. 2. If a man vow a vow unto Yahweh, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth.
So you see what happened there? So the bottom line is, this is a great responsibility. Great responsibility. And when you step up to be teachers, captains over 10s, captain over 50s, captains over 500, you must lead by example. That means captains have to be the first one in and the last one to leave, because men is watching how you perform to be in that position. So keep that in your mind. Don't call a hand and don't play it, because Yahweh will hold that over your head. And that will be sin over your head, according to the Lord Yahweh. All right, good enough. So we want to throw one verse on the table, because understand one thing, that we're going to throw it on the table, we're going to get on out the way. In Luke chapter 13, verse 32, what do it say there, Luke chapter 13, verse 32? Clear about something real quick. Luke 13:32. What it says for the G Israel?
Luke chapter 13, verse 32. And he said unto them, go you and tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected.
Mm-hmm. So that means that a devil can get in you. So a devil can get in you, see right here. So you have to be very careful. A devil can get in you. So understand one thing. He said, Yahweh the Son said, I'm going to cast out me some devils. So you got to recognize from the pages of the book when a devil get in a person. And you got to recognize that. Let's run to St. John chapter 3, verse 10, and he said something to a profound man behind that. In St. John 3, verse 10, let's see what it says in 3, verse
John.
10. Mm-hmm.
John chapter 3, verse 10, Yahweh the Son answered and said unto him, are you a master of Israel and knowest not these things?
Is it you a teacher, you are a leader in Israel, and you don't know these things? A devil can get inside of you. And Yahweh said, I'm going to cast out some devils. Now, so he was informed. That's one of Nicodemus chapter 15. And we're going to find out exactly that devils can get inside of you. That's why you got to be word up in this book. Devils can get into you. Devils will always throw something in your way to keep you from doing what you said out your mouth, to put sin in over your head. Devils will do that. See, devils will find a way to tell you, I'm in the mood right now. Well, I'm going to go to class. Well, I'm in the mood right now. See? Oh, okay, well, if you're in the mood right now, I guess I'll put class to the side then. You see? So you got to understand that devils get in those after you make a vow. And then Satan will send somebody, the closest thing to you, to have you hemmed up and then taking care of Yahweh's business to put a sin over your head. Now we're going to 15th chapter, and we're going to get out of the way and get a closing statement now, Sister G. Israel. We're going to look at the 15th chapter, pick up verse 2 down to verse 8. Nicodemus 15, 2 to 8, and skip down to verse 12. It's clearly the devil can get in you. And you'd be surprised when you're down in your back and you're sick and you always something wrong with you. What's wrong with you? Oh, I ain't feeling good. That devil got into you. But you got to know how to get that devil out of you. And devils also can get in your brain, too. But we go and find out after you clean the demons up. In the 15th chapter, 2 through 8, listen to this read real good. Nicodemus, chapter 15, 2 down to verse 8. Sister G. Israel, come on.
Hold on, I had to remember what book that was in. Hold on a second.
The book of Nicodemus, chapter 15, verse 2 down to verse 8. So you see, we got big things to do in Yahuwah. If you don't get your blessing in Yahuwah, you won't step to the plate. And especially if you make a vow. And if once you get anointed and you back away from Yahuwah, and that's when the root will fall in on you, in the brain. So keep that in your mind. Make no vow unless you're going to deliver them vows. Because Yahuwah holds you accountable for them vows. So now, Nicodemus chapter 15, verse 2 down to verse 8. What does it say? Nicodemus chapter 15. Okay, well, I tell you what.
I mean, I have it, but it's just taking me a minute to get to it.
All right, I'll tell you what. We just put that to the side, and we just read St. John chapter 5, verse 14, and we'll close out with that for Jesus, right? How about St. John 5, 14?
John.
Make it 4, 7, and 14. 4, 7,
John.
4, 7. Chapter 5, verse 4, 7, and 14. What does it say?
John, for 5, verses 4, 7, and 15. John, chapter 5, verse 4. For a ministering spirit went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Verse 7. The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." 14. Afterward, Yahuwah the Son findeth him in the temple and said unto him, "Behold, you are made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto you."
You see what he's saying? See, lady? But once you avow a vow and once Yahuwah gets you on your feet, make sure you do what Yahuwah tell you to do, because you got a sin over your head. And say, "Lord, to bring back to the table, there's a vow being made, but no action behind it." So you know there's no action behind it, and you know what I mean? I got to step up and do what you have gave me permission to do. That puts some heat on them. And just
okay, I got it. Sorry.
You got it.
Yeah.
All right.
I got it.
Okay. All right. Bring it on. All right. Bring it on.
Nicodemus.
1 through 8.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I had to remember where we went. Okay.
Nicodemus. 2 down to verse 8. Skip down to verse 12.
Okay. Nicodemus 2 through 8 and verse 12.
12 through 15.
Demas chapter 15, verse 2. Prepare to receive Yahuwah the Son of Nazareth himself, who boasted that he was the son of Yahuwah, and yet was a man afraid of death, and said, "My soul is sorrowful even to death." 3. Besides, he did many injuries to me and to many others. For those whom I made blind and lame, and those also whom I tormented with several devils, he cured by his word. Yes, and those whom I brought dead to you, he by force takes away from you. Four, to this the prince of hell replied to Satan, who is that so powerful prince and yet a man who is afraid of death? Five, for all the potentate of the earth are subject to my power, whom you broughtest to subjection by your power. Six, but if he be so powerful in his human nature, who you for truth that he is almighty in his divine nature, and no man can resist his power. Seven, when therefore he said he was afraid of death, he designed to ensnare you, and unhappy it will be to you for everlasting ages. Eight, then Satan replied, said to the prince of hell, why did you express a doubt and was afraid to receive that Yahweh, the son of Nazareth, both your adversary and mine? 12, they who have been kept here till they should live again upon earth were taken away hence, not by their own power, but by prayers made to Yahweh, and their almighty Yahweh took them from me. 13, who then is that Yahweh, the son of Nazareth, that by his word has taken away the dead from me without prayer to Yahweh? 14, perhaps it is the same who took away from me Lazarus after he had been 4 days dead and did both stink and was rotten, and to whom I had possession as a dead person again by his power. 15, Satan answering replied to the prince of hell, it is the very same person, Yahweh, the son of Nazareth.
Read verse 3 again, and a closing statement. Read verse 3.
3. Besides, he did many injuries to me and to many others, for those whom I made blind and lame, and those also whom I tormented with several devils, he cured by his word. Yes, and those whom I brought to death to you, he by force takes away from you.
Ain't that something? So you see, sickness, diseases, and everything, Satan understands he is the father and the author of that. And Yahweh, then you know his word can get rid of all them bad problems that you have, but you can't deal with Yahweh with defeat. So now you see, if you lay in your bed, well, how you feel today? Oh, I'm feeling real sick today. That the devil got you down. See that, see, right? But you can get the devil off you. You got to get straight. Sister Z Israel, asking again on your part, closing statement, you're on the clock, come on.
Thank you, Steve Israel, for connecting the books. And Steve Royal, don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, wah, hallelujah, wah, hallelujah, wah.
Hallelujah, wah, that's now, Sister Z Israel. And on that note, we're going to bring in a lead teacher out of Camp 1, Brother Yahdai Israel. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Yahya Israel, Yahya, I'll be with you there. I'll see you, Roy.
Yes, I'll bless you, see Israel. I'll see you, Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right.
I'm going to roll up.
to get up and loop. That's 12.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Revelation 5, that he is The That's a big bird. Owl. A wind owl. It's a big bird. And let the meal appear will have finance and controversy with the people, and he will feed with equity. Say, y'all going to have controversy.
Thank you.
upon his law as a son and a mother in our feet, and upon her head and cried, "Slay a fire."
And they're giving him the for his
praise and for his word.
I didn't get that. I'm going to see Thank you. Hold on.
everyone that dwelleth in you shall languish with the beast of the field. What is he referring to there? What is this beast that he's referring to? Thank you. Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, 2, and 3. Simply work it out. So it's a jar, right? He ran in 96 AD, right? He said, I feel it from the sand and the sea. So a beast rise up out of the sea. So my guess is it's going to be having a headed monster, right? You ever read about a monster coming out of the sea? Come on, read it up. Did he? Wait. Aim a bat for me. Number two. Did he? The beast I saw was like a 211. Who was that representative of? Who was that leper representative of? That we can read about. Well, that leper representative of? Was the leper representative of? Who is this leper representative of? That I saw, and the beast that I saw was like a leper. Who is this leper representative of?
Is it the man?
Pardon me?
Is it the man?
That's the beast. That's the beast. He said information. Who is left in the position of?
Especially
the book of 1 Maccabees, let's get a line on. these Greek so-called binary death. You know, they're either that moved in and took the name that was already there, right?
Right.
Came up with a name. They moved somebody out and took over, right? Let's see what happened in the first Maccabees chapter 1. But the Maccabees, you know, the people are just picking up in verse number 1. Let's read a little bit. Let's see what it Alexander and his companions took over. And then what went down? In the book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 1, verse number 1. Let's read a little bit.
Right. Book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1.
Yes, sir.
Read now, verse 1. And it happened after that Alexander, son of Philip, the Macedonian. A Macedonian who came out of the land of Kishon.
Came out of the land of Kishon. Come on.
Had smitten Darius, king of the Persians, and Medes.
Persian and the Medes. And how that Alexander defeated the Persians and the Medes. And he reigned what?
And it said, the first over Greece.
Verse number 2.
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
And made many wars, and won many strongholds, and slew the kings of earth.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3.
Uh-huh.
And went through to the ends of the earth, and took spoil of many nations, insomuch that the earth was quiet before him, whereupon he might exalt, and his heart was lifted up.
Whereupon he was exalted, and his mind was lifted up, right?
Verse
number 4, what happened?
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
And he gathered a mighty stronghold, and ruled over countries, and nations, and kings, who became tributaries unto him. Verse 5.
Uh-huh.
And after these things, he fell sick, and perceived that he should die.
Come on, verse 6.
Wherefore he called his servants, such as were honorable, and had been followed up with him from his youth, and parted his kingdom among them while he was yet alive.
Verse 7.
So Alexander reigned 12 years and then died.
Alexander, about the banner of the Greeks, right? Ran 12 years and gave it all up. Verse 8. Yes, sir.
And his servants shall rule everyone in his place.
Verse 9.
And after his death,
mm-hmm.
they all put crowns upon themselves. So did their sons after them many years. And evils were multiplied in the earth.
But evil became to be multiplied. Alexander, right? But the five sons of Esau came into power. He said evil began to multiply on the earth. Let's go back to that Revelation chapter 20. Come on, it's people, what's up? Come on, wait, it's people. Yes, ma'am.
Of the most high, the
Israel, Leroy. Maccabees chapter